Boys. Oh, I forgot. Oh. One of them's off with their Welcome Back, Carter family book.
Oh, baby, I don't think we should be in here. Is this where they do that show?
Oh, the Bobcats?
Yes.
Yes.
This is the inner sanctum. I don't believe that. Are you sure it's okay to be in here?
Well, they asked me to come in and clean up. You know, they're both confirmed bachelors, and they tend to make a mess.
Well, you know best.
Oh, look at this big, shiny button.
Oh, that hurt my ear, baby. Don't go pressing things like that.
I wonder what happened.
Well, you know how it is with Welcome Back, Carter. There's a lot of fans out there.
Mm-hmm. That Abe Kaplan.
Oh, just look at all of the computerized equipment. They must be geniuses. That's all I can think is that they're geniuses.
I must confess, all this is a bit beyond me. I just they've had me on their bobsled a couple of times.
Oh, you're one of those stars. You're one of those internet stars.
I guess...
My nephew Henry tells me about it.
It's really quite a thrill to hear your voice come out of the interweb.
Oh, my voice never sounds the same. When I hear my voice, I think it's some crazy woman talking instead of me.
It was like... Did you ever try to call in those old call-in shows like Gripe Night?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how when you'd get on the air, there'd be this brrrr sound.
It was awful. It was absolutely awful.
And then you'd sound like there were two of you talking, like, hello, hello.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
I'm calling.
Did you ever listen to the recorded versions later on? And you'd be thinking, listen to that crazy woman. Mm-hmm. That woman ought to be locked up. And then before long, you'd realize, it's me. I'm the one who's talking.
Do you remember Penny Hodgkin's campaign about the parking lot at the pay and buy?
Well, she was my sister. I hope I do remember.
She went on and on and on about that, and I don't think they ever took her seriously.
She was the town crank. That's the way they made her up, as a town crank.
I think they called her the town crier.
Exactly. They would have her picture on the newspaper, and you know underneath where they had the names usually? Crank is all they'd have there. It was a disgrace to me and my family.
I felt so bad for her, but... She did have a tendency to go on and on about things. She never, you know, part of the wisdom of getting older is learning when to stop.
Oh, it's the damn truth. Oh, pardon my language, but it's true. If you don't know when to stop, then you're a burden on yourself and society. And I think that people who don't need to know that, they should be reeducated. They should be sent back to first grade and shown the error of their ways. And, oh, baby, you don't want to get me started, because once you get me started, I will tell you what needs to be done.
Oh, I wish we could do our own Bobcast. Well, we both have things to say about the world.
You hear that? What is that? It's over here by the computer.
Oh, it's a telephone.
Well, should we answer it, baby?
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Could it be the boys?
Maybe it is. Maybe their car broke down.
Well, maybe they're angry that we're here in the studio. Don't answer.
But
you know me. I do not answer telephones, and you know well why, too.
Well, it could be important. I don't know what to do. Oh, it's like in a movie when you hear the phone ring and you just won't...
I don't want the police to come.
No, they could. They could come and... Get us from not answering the phone or illegal entry or something. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, I can't stop myself. I hope this isn't bad. Oh.
Hello. Hi. Is this Jim and Frank?
That doesn't sound like the boys.
No, I'm just here to clean for them. This is usually the time that I call when this is the first time anyone's actually picked up the phone in months and months and months and months and months. So it's good to hear a human voice.
Oh, my goodness. He sounds like he's a little distressed, baby.
Oh, well, you just calm down. You don't want to bust a brisket.
Is there anything there you could drink, baby?
My own sweat. I've been saving it. It's salty but refreshing.
Oh, well, I've never heard of that before. I wish, honey, I wish I had you here. I would make you something right now to calm you down. Some nice iced tea.
Oh, she's not just Whistling Dixie.
Hot tea.
Oh, she usually
tang.
Has... A high C. Don't get her started on high C.
Oh, don't get me started on high C.
She finds flavors
of
high C.
Oh, if they had only made other letters, I would have had them all.
This girl finds flavors of high C I've never seen before.
Yes, it is.
Tamarind flavor.
You have to look.
Oh,
the whole world is right there out in front of you. If you don't look, you won't see it.
They must hide those in the back of the shell.
Well.
It's that time of year. By the way, this is Carl Glepner, political correspondent.
Who did he say?
Carl Glepner. It's about that time. It's campaign election trail 12, and I've been studying the mass media. And
baby,
what I was trying to.
I think you want to talk to those boys.
Is Jim there? Can I?
Oh well, they. I don't know where Jim went.
Jim,
maybe he has his own. Maybe he has a Gilligan's Island book.
We can check. He's got a big old library over here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, baby, if you need to talk, you go ahead and talk. We'll do what we can.
Well, this would help me allay some terrible anxiety because America is on the brink of disaster. Yes, you heard it here first, folks.
No, don't.
It's sad but true. I wish I were not the bearer of such sad tidings, but... We face the most crucial, I'm sorry, I get a little excited, the most crucial election since Lincoln versus Todd.
Yes.
Oh,
I remember that one. Or Herring versus Montgomery. These were elections that changed the fabric of this country of ours.
Did I tell you about that pattern that I got for... That fabric we found,
ladies,
it's just gorgeous.
I'm really,
are you still going
to
make
a
unisex
here.
Jumpsuit?
Well, I thought I would.
I suppose that really
if you got I could make one for you.
Oh, we could be the fashion twins.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought maybe finding a sash of a corresponding color.
I found it in the back of Red Book.
Miss.
Ooh,
well, you know how they have those classified ads with the patterns. And it's the patterns, the old patterns.
Oh, the good ones.
They sell them like antiques.
Oh, what a world we live in.
That's all fine and good.
You know, when I get a red book, I just taste the part with the ads and tear the rest out and throw it away.
I'm the same way.
I save the coupons.
I don't need that sex talk.
Ladies, I would just like to kind of get this off my chest because I don't think this stuff is going to get on the air before Election Day, so... I need to address your listeners about something that could change their lives.
Oh my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, we face, at this point, this fundamental, this crossroads in America, a situation that could mean the end, the extinction of a way of life as we know it, and the beginning of a new era of danger and terror.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord, no. What happened? Did Castro get the bomb? No, he's, Castro is no longer a threat to us.
No, that's what they'd like you to believe.
Oh, I liked his hat. I always wanted one.
Please don't interrupt.
There were things in that beard.
Probably a lot of refugees in that beard.
Oh, you're bad, Ruth. You're so bad. I can't abide a man, though, with crumbs in his beard.
No.
I will.
Castro really does not matter.
Sometimes Dijon has graham cracker crumbs in his mustache. He has a little mustache
college student now wear his hat style.
And he comes, I don't know where he gets it from because he won't have anything in his hand.
No.
And the next minute, he's just combing those crumbs out.
Someone that would fundamentally listen to me.
It'd be a
human
real surprise
being, someone
if
that would regard me as a human being.
Oh, well.
Where's the humanity, women?
I suppose it'd be okay for me to have that. We are man and wife, after all.
Hello, baby.
Yes, as I was saying, threat to this November, the whenever, the 6th or the 7th. I'm going to shock you now.
Oh, what?
I'm going to ask you something that 4 years ago would have seemed like heresy or terrorism even.
Oh, don't talk.
Don't talk about terrorism, because that's terrible.
Or heresy. Heresy Ford?
No, ma'am. He's a fine actor, but I'm going to ask you, wait for it, to vote Barry Kroger.
Oh my goodness.
But what about Pobler? The other man, he seems so wealthy. Yes, sir.
And he's so confident. That's what I look for.
And he's in a wheelchair like FDR.
Doesn't Barry Kroger want those international death tribunals?
He was managed to, he was misquoted about that. Actually...
No, I heard it. They were going to put doctors on trial and execute them.
Oh, I know a dentist in Valdosta that I would love to see face the firing squad.
Well, I know how you are with your teeth, baby, or how you used to be.
No, Kroger's big thing now is the National Dress Code Act.
What?
It's an act that he claims will level the playing field. All males will wear a short sleeve business shirt with clip-on tie.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And blue polyester slacks.
Oh, isn't that sounds decent to me.
Oh, it's about time that people started dressing properly. Will they have hats? Hats are optional. We'd like to encourage... What Kroger feels that the National Dress Code Act will make more jobs available because everyone will be dressed the same, have the same chances.
Oh, that's good.
And earn the same salaries.
That's what we need.
Oh.
I could suggest that unitard pattern that I found.
Oh, that might be a little fanciful for some people.
It would be like those movies.
Mm-hmm. I guess you could have it in different colors for every
right
occupation.
Wouldn't that be convenient? Oh. It would make life so much easier to know if you were talking to a plumber or an airline pilot. Except
you'd have to have a book. It's like, what is green with pink stripes? Oh, it's a landscaper. I don't want to talk to him.
Exactly. It would have to be a big old book, too. We'd all need wheelbarrows.
Mm-hmm. Are they having a National Wheelbarrow Act? Not that I know of, but...
I don't think I would agree with that.
No, I don't think... The dress code is,
Although you could carry things around in it. Oh, drinks, for instance.
Oh, you could have cans of high C and glasses of ice and...
I'd always be ready.
I think they call them setups.
Well, maybe there's something to it.
Well, that's just the thing. America could be set up for its own extinction.
Oh, my goodness.
If Ezra Potter is elected, ladies and gentlemen, America will become one giant Walmart.
Ezra Potter? You mean Barry Kroger's opponent?
Oh, the nice wheelchair man that hits things with his cane? Oh, he's cranky. I think he's funny.
He's like a funny old bear.
Well, you'll stop laughing when you hear this clip from YouTube that I found about a terrible moment in their recent debate. Where Kroger is trying to talk about the Dress Code Act. Oh, it's just, it's going to be kind of muffled because I'm playing it off my iPod, but just listen to this.
Do you understand a word he just said?
Oh, something about a pie pod? Oh, that would be an easy way to make pies.
In an inner tube.
An inner tube? Oh, on a hot summer day, it'd go for nice... Anyway, hello.
Hello.
Just a minute, I'm having a hard time getting the internet connection. Anyway, here we go.
And I believe that the National Dress Code Act is a... It's not just a good idea, it's a law. Or it will be. I don't know.
If I could interject a moment here. Mr. Kroger, if that is your real name.
Yeah, that's my name. Mm-hmm.
What you propose for this country of ours will do nothing less than lead us down the road to destruction.
Well, I might be your... Some people might have a dumb opinion like that, but you know my answer to that is, ha! I don't think that's a good... I think that's a stupid idea is what it is. Not at all smart. unintelligent.
Well, it just so happens I have some information that will be of great interest to the voting public.
Nah, I'd like to see you get out of that wheelchair. I bet you can really walk.
Oh, let me out of here.
Blah, 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 blah,
no.
Blah. Come over here, fatty. Come on, I dare you.
See what I mean? It's just, it's grown men acting like infants. These men control our destiny. We've got to do something.
Oh, it's like that boy, oh, that Penrod boy.
Oh, that old diaper boy.
That's a grown man.
Oh.
You couldn't tell by looking at him.
No, but, oh. When I think
he
about
it. I try to avoid him when I see him outside the building. Mm.
Well, unfortunately, he always winds up on my lap. When I think about him, my legs fall asleep.
Well, I wouldn't believe
it. It's not good for my circulation.
Well, babies need to be burped and changed and looked after, but it's a sacrifice we all make.
Oh. Well, Mr. Burbles, I'll have the boys call you back. Oh, they're not here right now, and I hope you feel better.
I'll feel better on election day if every American votes Kroger, Kroger, Kroger. Go the Kroger way. I've got my clip-on tie ready to go. Vote Barry Kroger.
Well, you certainly are emphatic.
I have to be, ma'am. I'm a professional.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
Let's see. Let me count these notches I've carved on the wall here. One
are you in prison, baby?
I'm in a closet, and the door is jammed. I think I'm not sure if anyone still lives on this floor anymore, but I can't get out of here. I just, there's power inside, and I'm awfully hungry, but I keep...
Oh, I wish I could bring you some food.
I keep up with the news.
Where's your mama, baby?
Oh, she died a long time ago. It's a lot of water under the bridge.
Oh.
I am 44, if the notches are correct, 44 years old. And I'm an official, professional, political consultant.
Oh, that's very good. Your mother must be very proud.
Wherever she is, I'm sure she looks upon me as a voice of liberty and scion of... Oh, God, I'm hungry.
You know, I just wish you and your... Is his name Piggly Wiggly? Your candidate that's so good. I wish you the best.
Barry Kroger. Barry Kroger is our only salvation, folks. I'm growing faint. I must go.
Oh, now what were we talking about before the phone rang?
Oh, let me think. You know, we get off on our other... We get off with political correspondence and other things happening. It breaks my heart to think of him sitting there.
And talking about a crowbar, I don't know why... If he had one, he could get out of that room.
And not just a crowbar, but a very crowbar.
Mm-hmm, a very big crowbar.
I suppose that's what he meant.
Oh, well, I wish that he had one because it's not good to be. I was stuck in an elevator once. Oh, terrible.
Use a crowbar.
Mm-hmm, I could have used a couple.
Pry open the top or the bottom.
There were four fat men in the elevator with me, and they reeked of garlic. And one of them had this annoying laugh. He was nervous. He was getting anxiety, but he just kept chuckling and chuckling and chuckling. And do you know what I finally did?
Well, I can guess.
I slapped him.
Was he touching you in an impure way?
I think he may have been. I was crowded in by these men. There was very little room for me to live and breathe. Oh,
that was
terrible.
Wasn't that a problem for a while, fat men in elevators?
Oh, it was terrible. You remember how you had to look carefully whenever any elevator opened? You'd see the fat man flexing his hands.
And before you knew it, there you were in there like a sardine.
And they'd make those kissing noises. Come here, honey, come here. And you just let that door close and say, no, thank you, sir. I will take the next elevator.
I'm glad the past is gone.
Mm-hmm.
People think, you know, talk about the past like it was something good, but it wasn't.
Oh, the past had some good things, like prices were lower.
Well, that's true.
And I think portions were larger.
Well, that's really...
Do you remember when we went to the World's Fair in New York?
Oh, I sure do. Oh, those beautiful shoes you bought.
Oh, they were Tom McCann's, right out of the catalog. Displays, mm-hmm. And I tasted sherbet for the first time at that fair.
Prisoner of war displays.
Mm-hmm. Those poor fellas, they had them hanging. They had little nooks that they would hang up.
Well, it was wax dummies. It wasn't the real men.
Oh,
you silly Willy. It was
really? I thought they were just having them sit there.
It was a display, baby.
Oh, you
always get confused, like the dummies in the store windows.
I could swear those things move. I'll be shopping and then it'd be like...
And goats.
Mm-hmm.
Livestock
and goats.
Hay, the smell of hay.
Oh, I remember the smell of hay.
Gingham.
Mm, gingham and denim and the babbling brooks back home.
But those games, those awful carnies.
Oh, those greasy men. Oh, with their stale cigar smell. And
I fell in love with one of them.
Oh, you never told me this.
Well, that's because he stomped all over my heart, like they always do.
Oh.
But I lived with the carnies for a while.
I
did, and I don't guess I've ever told you about it.
I had no idea.
Well, it hurts my heart to think about it.
Oh.
So I don't think about it a lot, but there were elephants and monkeys and clowns.
Oh, in that way?
I beg your pardon?
I hope that none of them had their way with you.
Well, you just shut your mouth, Ruth, right now.
Well, I worry. I would hate... It breaks my heart to think about that happening.
Well, it would break my heart to think about it happening. Even now that you've put it in my head, I can't get it out.
Oh.
You make things worse, Ruth. I try to share my heart with you.
But I...
And it's... I open up my chest.
I didn't mean for it to come
I open up my
out
chest
that,
and I say, here's my heart.
Way.
And you say, I stick a knit needle in there?
No, I wasn't trying to. I was just so worried because you hear these...
And you insinuated I'd had carnal relations with a monkey.
No, I was hoping that didn't happen. I didn't... I hope it didn't happen.
Well, just don't make things worse. Make them better.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to. I know
you. Well, I know you don't mean to do it, but you do it.
You have to extenuate the positive sometimes.
Extenuate the positive.
Eliminate the negative.
And don't mess with
Mr. Olding, Mr. Clean.
You're Mr. Clean.
Mr. End Clean. I can't remember.
But no, I've never had sexual relations with any animals.
Thank goodness for that. Neither have I.
Clowns, though, that's a different story, and I don't want to even say another word about it.
I was scared by a clown just the other day. I was walking down to the senior center when this large fellow in a clown outfit popped out from behind a bush and went blah, 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 blah. Apparently, it was a surprise birthday party for this 82-year-old woman.
Was he rehearsing?
I guess he just thought,
Or was he surprising every 82-year-old woman that walked by?
Well, I've still...
You could get arrested for that, mm-hmm. Especially as a clown.
He could cause heart tremors for one thing.
I don't believe old people should have surprise parties.
No.
They've had enough surprises, no. Lord knows.
And they usually, most of them are bad surprises. Like when I found out I had married a Rosicrucian by mistake.
Well, everyone has had that problem and has hated to find it out.
Oh, it was terrible. It took over 4 years.
What do they believe, those Rosicrucians?
I think they believe that there's a reincarnation of something Egyptian, and they sprinkle magic dust all over everything, and they hoot and holler like Indians, and they have these midnight meetings in the basements of office buildings.
Boys will be boys.
Yes, it's much like the Shriners, I guess.
And their little cars. The little honking cars.
If that fellow that's going to be president would have a little car instead of a wheelchair.
Wouldn't that be sweet? I would vote for him.
And wear what do they call it, the fez? The fez?
Oh, he could ride around parades.
Mm-hmm. That would make politics so cute.
What if they all drove around little tiny cars? I believe you're right. I believe
you couldn't tell one from the other.
Well, you can't anyway.
Oh, it's true. Sometimes on Sunday mornings I try to watch that Meet the Press and all that. And,
oh yeah.
Oh, I get about 10.
Their manners are so bad, I can't abide it.
Oh, they're shouting and pointing and sticking and honking and terrible.
Well, if they were in little cars, it'd be a lot better. They just driving around and around.
They could have bumper cars.
Wouldn't that be sweet? We'd all have our own little color-coordinated leotards. Mm-hmm. Just tell our who we are, what we do.
You could look, that's sort of a plum color. He's a postal carrier.
Exactly.
Or red with white speckles. He's a minister.
In his little car.
If this Potter guy wants to have a national dress code, I'm definitely going to vote for him.
I'm sorry, was that the Potter or was that the Piggly Wiggly man?
Oh. I don't suppose we can vote for both of them.
Well, we each have a vote, so you could vote for one and I could vote for the other to...
I guess that would be covering the bases.
Well, at least we'd know at least one of us had voted right.
Mm-hmm. I always wonder if my vote counts for anything.
Well, in this case, it would.
It would.
We'd know for sure we were counting it. We were casting at least one good vote.
Oh, that's probably a pretty good average.
You know, everybody in the country ought to pair up like that, so mm-hmm. we'd all be assured. We could rest assured when we laid our head on the pillow. That ought to be a law.
Mm-hmm. The rest your head on the pillow assured law. Oh, if I was a congresswoman, I'd get that one passed quick.
Oh.
That no one could go to bed without being sure of themselves.
And having a little friend to do the exact opposite of what mm-hmm. they do. So they have their bases covered.
Oh. First election, I voted for Dewey. I really thought that man was going to win.
Well, if I'd have been there, I would have voted against him, so...
Oh, you would have voted for Truman, then.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he was a funny little man. I think he played the accordion or something.
I heard he enjoyed rice.
Mm-hmm. He had a little China boy outfit, and he'd put it on and eat rice with those chip sticks. I think he spilled more than he actually ate, but...
Well, you know more about history than I do. You watch that History Channel day and night.
Mm-hmm. I saw this one show called Tornado Survivors. These people, they drive right into the eye of a tornado deliberately.
Well, that's not healthy. They're mothers. They should talk.
And they get battered all around and they...
What did they expect?
And they come out with the tornado car is tipped over on its side, and they're all holding their heads and going, ow, oh. And sometimes they'll break both arms. And every week, there's Matilda.
Hey, Matilda. What are you doing here? Don't let her knock over a microphone or anything.
No.
Should she be in here?
I don't know. Hi, Matilda. She's giving me love eyes. You're hungry, aren't you?
Oh, she is such a little old.
You're so pretty. I wish that we could elect a cat president.
Wouldn't that be nice?
They'd probably pass bills like the National Napping Law, where everyone would have to take naps whenever they felt like it.
Well, I would be all right with that.
That sounds good to me, too.
Canning laws.
Mm-hmm.
No birds.
No dogs.
Well, I've seen some dogs and cats that got along well. That's like me and you.
I wonder which one is a dog and which one is a cat.
Are you saying I'm a bitch? Is that what you're saying? I can understand it. If that's what you want to say and whisper it under your breath.
Pat, you're worse than those political candidates. You put words in my mouth. I never said
I didn't call myself a bitch.
Yes, you did. I never said any such thing. I was merely being wistful. Honey.
You be wistful on your own time. It's your own expense.
I consider us close friends. Why is it then that we bicker so often, honey? It's hard on my heart.
Well, if you didn't stomp all over my heart, I think we'd be fine. So, but there it is. You are what you are, and I am what I am.
And I'm glad we are who we are. One of these days, I'll get that message across to you.
Well, I do have a hard old head, I'll say that. But I'm not a bitch.
No, you're most definitely not. You are the finest purveyor of high C I know of.
Well, thank you. Finally saying something nice to me.
You, do you remember that can of boysenberry peach that you found?
Oh, yeah.
And was so good, and we couldn't find another one. We called up the high C company, and they said that flavor didn't exist.
Well, they...
I told them I had evidence that it existed. I described the taste.
You had the purple tongue, for one thing.
They wouldn't believe me, though. The world is a mysterious place.
It's more mysterious than we know, or could know, or may we even want to know.
So I'm going to vote for Dewey, and you'll vote for Truman.
Exactly.
And we'll have a good piano player in the White House. That would be nice. Maybe he could have variety shows.
With a cat.
Mm-hmm. A cat on the piano.
Wouldn't it be cute?
Maybe the cat could conduct with its tail.
With a little... Oh, that would be wonderful.
I'm definitely voting for Dewey.
And I'm voting for Truman.
May the best man win.
Christmas.